Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Highs around 81 today under sunny skies. Partly cloudy tonight. Chance for storms. Lows around 60. Chance of thunderstorms tomorrow. Highs level off around 82. Partly cloudy skies. Mainly sunny Wednesday with highs around 95. 82 Thursday. I'm staff meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 77 degrees.
Mid-America Network News. Authorities have recovered the body of a missing Kansas dentist who had been missing since earlier this month. The Missouri State Highway Patrol confirms that a recreational diver found 73-year-old Stephen Lawrence's vehicle in Table Rock Lake. The patrol's dive team led recovery efforts successfully, retrieving Dr. Lawrence's vehicle with his body inside. He had been missing since June 2nd. A 74-year-old man was arrested on charges including drug possession and criminal possession of a weapon by a felon in Radium, Kansas, early Friday morning. Multiple agencies executed a search warrant at his residence on June 12. Large quantities of suspected methamphetamines, marijuana, hallucinogens, and firearms were discovered. Ronnie Detheridge was taken into custody. I'm Stephanie Austin.
Spend an evening with the legendary John Anderson at Seven Clans First Council Casino, Saturday, August 15th. John Anderson in an intimate acoustic show. Get tickets online at sevenclans.com or the casino box office. Don't miss John Anderson. Coming to First Council Casino in Newkirk.
Children who grow up in poverty are part of a destructive cycle. Childhood poverty creates adult poverty, creates childhood poverty, and on and on. At Child Fund International, we find this unacceptable. So we do all we can. In 25 countries, we are vigorously fighting poverty and improving the lives of over 11 million children and their families. Today's childhood poverty must not become tomorrow's. Learn more at childfund.org.
Ellis County Commissioners will consider an update to the lease agreement for Rolling Plains Motorsports Speedway during its regularly scheduled meeting that will happen tomorrow morning. Commissioners are expected to take action on a request from current promoter Chris Sutton and Waukini Speedway promoter Barrett Wagner to amend the existing lease agreement for the dirt racetrack at the Ellis County Fairgrounds. Saline County Emergency Management is asking residents impacted by the June 8th storm to report storm-related damages and unmet recovery needs. Information collected will help local and state officials assess the overall impact of the disaster and identify the areas of greater need. Residents are encouraged to report damages to homes, property, agriculture, businesses, and infrastructure, as well as any unmet recovery needs. You're urged to call 785-217-7233. I'm Stephanie Austin.
When you need reliable, expert automotive service, call on Dean's Automotive in Marysville and Waterville. From routine maintenance to major repairs, the ASC certified technicians at Dean's get the job done right the first time. Able to calibrate newer vehicle ADAS systems, from blind spot monitoring to automatic braking. Trust over 85 years of experience at Dean's Automotive in Marysville and Waterville. Look them up online or give them a call and stay on the road wherever it takes you.
Nebraska, Mid-America Network News. I'm Andy Hoosier. The Nebraska Panhandle continues to battle wildfires as they raged into the weekend, where, according to first responders, they say they've been focusing many of their efforts into protecting the city of Crawford, Nebraska. A preliminary evacuation order was put in place on Friday. According to the report, they say residents in the area have been referred to a community shelter that were set up by the Red Cross of Chadron State College, where officials were also planning a community meeting with the Crawford Community Center. According to the fire officials. They say the crews were still keeping an eye on the Fort Robinson State Park, but noted the efforts to protect it had paid off at the end of last week, in spite of some strong winds that were causing spotty fires in the area. Over the weekend, they reported more than 245 personnel that were actively working the firefighting efforts, where they say containment efforts throughout the weekend went from 5 up to 10% of containment, even as the fire size increased from roughly 23 acres to 28,000 acres. Is your flow running low? It's time to call Winnegar Drilling. Maybe it's time to upgrade your well to a new solar pump. Winnegar Drilling also offers numerous services, including water well plugging, sanitation, and co-compliance. Call today for a free estimate, 316-729-5881, or find them online at WinnegarDrilling.com.
Winnegar Drilling.
We'll bring that water up.
When it comes to your 2022 seed decisions, don't step over the line. Buy new, professionally produced seed from authorized seed companies and dealers. The Seed Innovation and Protection Alliance membership of 100 companies invest 15% of their sales into product research and development that can take 7 to 16 years, with total costs ranging from $1 million to $140 million for new genetics and or traits. SEPA thanks farmers for buying new seed that not only maximizes yield potential, but also funds the next great seed innovations for U.S. farmers. To anonymously report a seed infringement, call 1-844-SEED-TIP.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. A slight decrease in county mill levy is reflected in the revenue neutral rate for 2027, with an increase in valuations for Marshall County. An increase just over $1.7 million brings assessed valuation well over $220 million, resulting in a revenue neutral rate of 45.003 as compared with 45.356 mills levied in 2026. Marshall County Commissioners moved to approve the Escort Weed Control Program, up to $10,000 treatment of 160 acres per landowner for Cerisa lesbestiza only. Public Works received notice that application was accepted for an award of $860,000, which will be used for the replacement of the bridge on Cherokee Road in St. Bridget Township. Washington County Economic Development Director Ryan Kern met with Washington County Commissioners at last week's meeting and discussed formation of a land bank. An out-of-state property owner has proposed donating three vacant lots north of the medical clinic in Washington to the county. Kern is gathering more information. A land bank would require a board of directors, but could allow properties to be offered for development within the county. Kern also spoke of an e-community designation through Network Kansas, which could allow for gap financing for certain businesses meeting qualifications, as well as access to other state resources for business development. Gage County officials hosted a second public forum last week to outline a process for a new jail facility. An architect detailed goals of safety, cost efficiency, programming, and staff considerations in first determining the right size structure, then an appropriate location. If nothing is done outside current arrangements, Gage County would still need short-term holding, with space limitations forcing transfer of inmates to area facilities. Options of a 70-bed, expandable to double that size, or upfront building a 140-bed jail were estimated at a base project cost of some $40 million for 70 beds, with $55 million for an expanded version, allowing up to 140, including a new sheriff's office. An 8 to 10-acre site would be required, with utility access, hospital and fire services accessible, preferred in a central location. No sites have been identified as yet. Funding remains the other issue, with a bond issue possible that could be voted on at the November election. A sales tax would require legislative approval. Kansas Department of Transportation mill and overlay project scheduled for U.S. 36 in Marshall County could begin Tuesday, with work at the K-87 junction proceeding west to 20th Street in Marysville. Traffic will be restricted to one lane in the active work area directed by a pilot car and flaggers. Drivers should plan for delays up to 15 minutes. A 12-foot width restriction will also be in place through the work zone Monday through Friday during daylight hours, with occasional Saturdays. The project expected to be complete in late August. Hall Brothers of Marysville, prime contractor on the $5.5 million project. Annual Pony Express re-ride this year from St. Joe to Sacramento will pass through Seneca overnight Monday into Tuesday morning. arriving around 2:30 a.m. with a brief stop planned Tuesday at Pony Express Barn in Marysville around 9:15. A late morning stop at the Hollenburg Pony Express Station northeast of Hanover will precede handoff at the Nebraska state line around 12:30 p.m., then pushing on to Rock Creek Station at Fairbury. Track the ride with full schedule and details at nationalponyexpress.org. Our public affairs conversation Saturday with Earl Schreckengast, a volunteer with the Kester Museum Foundation in Marysville, is available as a podcast download at our website, kndyradio.com. An injury accident was reported in Marshall County May 28th. Pablo Talino of Marysville lost control on Key 99 just south of Limestone Road, rolling twice, then the vehicle cartwheeled, coming to rest in a ditch. The driver was transported to CMH in Marysville. An estimated $5,000 damage reported by the Beatty Rural Water District at a tower located at 23rd and Bison Road May 21st remains under investigation. Marianne Cleekin, age 91, of Odell, passed away Thursday. Massive Christian burial Saturday, 10:30 at St. Mary's Catholic Church, Odell. Burial in the Hanover Catholic Cemetery. Visitation Friday, 3 until 8. Family will greet friends Friday from 5 until 7 at the church, with a rosary Friday evening at 7. Gravis Huvendick, a Beatrice in charge of arrangements for Marianne Cleekin. Paul D. Hansen, age 98, of Greenleaf, passed away Tuesday. Graveside services planned July 4th, 9 a.m. at the Maplewood Cemetery, with the ward funeral in charge of arrangements for Paul Hansen.
Whether you're going to spend your time on the golf course, jetting off to some popular vacation spot, or simply spending time with your family, it's time to start saving for that nest egg. And United Bank and Trust can help you do that with an IRA. Offering a full line of IRAs, United Bank and Trust has trained professionals to help you begin planning for your future. On the course, on the road, or at home. United Bank and Trust. Banking for your way of life. Member FDIC.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Sunshine today with our highs in the upper 70s and lower 80s. Some showers and thunderstorms are possible overnight tonight, partly cloudy with our lows in the upper 50s and lower 60s. Sunshine throughout Tuesday with our highs in lower to upper 80s, then partly cloudy skies throughout Tuesday night with our lows in the mid to upper 60s. South winds between 5 and 15 and gusting as high as 30. Sunshine throughout Wednesday with our highs in the mid to upper 90s, southwest winds between 15 and 20 and gusting up to 30, then mostly clear skies throughout Wednesday night with our lows in the mid to upper 50s. North winds between 5 and 15 and gusting as high as 25. Sunshine throughout Thursday with our highs in the upper 70s and lower 80s, then mostly clear skies throughout Thursday night with our lows in the upper 50s and lower 60s. Sunshine on Friday with our highs in the upper 80s and lower 90s, then showers and thunderstorms possible in a Friday night, otherwise mostly clear with our lows in the mid to upper 60s. Scattered showers and thunderstorms are possible on a Saturday, otherwise mostly sunny with our highs in the upper 80s and lower 90s, and more rain showers possible Saturday night. I'm meteorologist Kara Foster.
Average high temperature mid-June 86, record high on this date 105, the average low 62, the record low 48. Sunset this evening 8:57, sunrise in the morning at 5:59. We received nearly 2 inches of rain Saturday afternoon with a thunderstorm here at the studios in Marysville.
June is strawberry season, and we'll share some tips on making a bumper harvest last just a little bit longer. It's all about strawberry storage today from the Old Farmer's Almanac.
No matter where in Kansas you call home, your Farm Bureau membership saves you money. Members get exclusive savings on quality post-frame buildings with QSI. Save up to 20% on durable workwear apparel with Key Apparel. And join the Kansans saving on quality nationwide health coverage with Kansas Farm Bureau Health Plans. Explore these and more member benefits available with your Farm Bureau membership. Learn more at www.kfb.org.
You don't have to be a farmer or rancher to be a Farm Bureau member in Kansas. No matter if you live on a farm or in the city, your Farm Bureau membership is packed with value. Save on new zero-turn mowers from Grasshopper. Enjoy discounts on premium motor coach tours with Village Travel. And enjoy significant savings on medical health coverage with Kansas Farm Bureau Health Plans. Not a member? Join today at www.kfb.org.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Monday, June 15th, the 166th day of the year. Actor Neil Patrick Harris has a birthday, and Arkansas became our 25th state on this day in 1836. If you've somehow resisted eating all your newly harvested strawberries, here's a few tips for keeping them in the best shape for enjoying later. Wash as you go is the most important rule. Strawberries soak up water like sponges, making them mushy and shortening their shelf life. Wash them only just before eating. Rule number two is leave the stems on. Pulling or cutting the stem makes them prone to spoilage. And thirdly, if you'll be storing them in the fridge, use the crisper drawer. Keep them in a partially open container lined with a paper towel to absorb excess moisture. And that is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more at almanac.com.
Kansas Mid-America Network News. I'm Andy Hoosier. Kansas City Chiefs fans continue to celebrate and respond after the announcement at the end of last week from the Kansas City Chiefs, where they have added another 2 years onto Patrick Mahomes' current contract, now locking him in through 2033's football season with a total value for the contract at more than $504.75 million. With the new contract extension, that does make Mahomes' new deal the first NFL deal valued at over a half a billion dollars. The original contract came back in 2020. Where Patrick Mahomes did sign the 10-year deal for $477 million in the contract, with the chance of totaling $503 million, including bonuses. Since then, the Chiefs have restructured Mahomes' contract three different times to help create a more team-friendly deal. All eyes are on Mahomes going into the new football season after coming back and rehabilitating after a torn ACL and LCL in the season last year. Kansas City starts their season with their preseason game against the Los Angeles Rams on August 15th.
Warm weather is the perfect time to upgrade your outdoor space. Let the experts at Burwell Construction transform your backyard with a beautiful patio cover or pergola designed to add comfort, shade, and style to your home. Imagine relaxing outside, entertaining friends, or enjoying a Kansas sunset without the worry of weather. Quality craftsmanship, dependable service, and outdoor spaces built to last. That's what you get with Burwell Construction. Call today, 794-3430, 316-794-3430, or burwellconstruction.com.
11-year-old Hazel lives in a place that's rich in many things, but not money. Her job is to play, grow, and learn. But for kids like her in the world's poorest places, poverty gets in the way. Child Fund works in 24 countries to make sure children like Hazel grow up healthy, educated, self-sufficient, and safe. Why? Because Child Fund knows the promise inside every child is greater than the poverty around them. Learn more at childfund.org.
With the FIFA World Cup officially underway across the nation, Kansas City has been enjoying some of their festivities with the actual games being played in Kansas City. Other communities around the state of Kansas say that they've also been holding different watch parties and festivities on their own to enjoy the games. As over the weekend, soccer fans gathered all across the state of Kansas, including in the downtown Wichita area for the Wichita Global Fan Zone, where they had live match broadcasts, cultural celebrations, food vendors, and family-friendly activities.
We're going to have a watch party. We're going to watching the games out here. We're going to be able to have different community events and cultural celebrations really to highlight the globalness of truly what FIFA World Cup is.
Other communities, including in the city of Topeka, say they were also looking for volunteers to broadcast some of the live matches and have live performances, music DJs, and other giveaways. Games that will be hosted in the arenas in Kansas City include June 16th with Argentina and Algeria, June 20th with Ecuador and Caraco, and Tunisia against the Netherlands on June 25th.
I'm Liz Warren, your Marysville Edward Jones financial advisor. We're all about financial investments, but we also value the investments of time, patience, and encouragement our young athletes receive from their coaches, teachers, and mentors. That is why Edward Jones is a proud sponsor of Marysville Bulldog Athletics on KNDY. Call 785-562-5533 today or visit edwardjones.com for all your investment needs. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
My family and I are needing a place to stay in Marysville. Do you have any suggestions for a nice place?
I've heard that Heritage Inn Express is the best place in town. They have free breakfast and large rooms to accommodate the whole family. Plus, you can bring your pets with you.
Wow, really? I can bring my pets with me? I was hoping that I didn't have to leave them at home. Heritage Inn Express sounds like the perfect package for a whole family.
You can go see them at 1155 Pony Express Highway, Marysville, Kansas, or give them a call at 785-562-5588.
Dr. Brittany here with Marysville Dental Care, where your family's health is our top priority. Dr. Zach, our team, and I are the family dental home you've always been looking for.
Our comprehensive dental care is designed to serve all of your dental needs. Whether it's a routine cleaning, braces, or cosmetic work, we provide the highest quality of care with a comfortable experience. Visit our office across from the Marysville Courthouse or go to MarysvilleDentalCare.com to schedule a visit.
Have the smile you've always wanted with our team by your side.
Cover the heads of cauliflower and stalks of celery for that creamy white appearance and less bitter flavor. Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. This technique, called blanching, prevents sunlight from reaching these parts of the plant and turning them green. Unblanched vegetables are edible, but have a bitter flavor. Cover the leaf stems of celery with soil or wrap them in paper or cardboard at least 10 days before harvest. Some gardeners use boards alongside the rows of plants. Use the large leaves of the cauliflower plant for blanching. Start when the flower bud is less than 2 inches in diameter. Tie the outer leaves over the center of the plant with rubber bands or string. Check your plant often. The cauliflower head will be ready to pick in 7 to 12 days when it reaches 6 to 8 inches in diameter. Many of the newer cauliflower varieties are self-blanching, eliminating this task. The upper leaves naturally fold over the center of the plant, blocking the sunlight. Check out our website for this and other gardening tips.
Dessert first, everything else after. At Community After Hours this Wednesday in Marysville from 5 p.m. until 6:30. Community After Hours takes over the 900 block of Elm Street with a neighborhood block party open to everyone. The Marysville Mercantile will have desserts to kick off the evening, lemonade stand and games at the Evangelical United Church of Christ, and pour yourself a create-your-own dirty soda at the Leadham Center for Fine Arts. Kids can transform the sidewalks with colors of sidewalk chalk and paint art, games for all from cornhole to giant Jenga, and a neighborhood block party feel we all need. Transform the 900 block of Elm Street, two blocks north of the Marysville City Park, just off Highway 77, this Wednesday evening from 5 p.m. until 6:30 with Community After Hours, open and free for everyone.
You no doubt have heard of Paul Revere. However, you've probably not heard of Jack Jewett. When you hear the two stories, you'll wonder why the history books remember Revere and not Jewett. The reason is the story on this edition of The American Countryside.
The secret is out. With millions of younger-looking customers across the country, Plexiderm is one of the most highly sought-after products on the market. It visibly shrinks under eye bags and smooths out crow's feet in minutes, and the effects last up to 10 hours. Influencers love it, magazines feature it, and people just can't get enough of it. As a matter of fact, Elle Magazine gave it an Editor's Choice Award as Best Instant Wrinkle Filler for 2025. In as little as 10 minutes, Plexiderm reduces the appearance of fine lines, wrinkles, and those dreaded under-eye bags. So yes, you can look years younger in minutes, and the effects last for hours. No surgery, no gimmicks, just results. The best news, you can try Plexiderm for only $14.95, plus get free shipping. Call 1-800-678-1298. That's 1-800-678-1298, or visit PlexidermTrial.com.
On the night of June 3rd and 4th, 1781, Jack Jewett spotted British soldiers riding toward Charlottesville, Virginia, intent on capturing Thomas Jefferson and other prominent leaders. He made a daring ride to save their lives and perhaps save the Revolution. Yet you've probably not heard of Jewett, but rather another guy who made a midnight ride.
Paul Revere rode 15 miles over good roads, had help, and got captured before he got to where he was going. Jack Jewett rode 40 miles through the backcountry by himself to warn some of the most important men in America, and he made it.
Janice Clark shares the story of Jack Jewett from his former home just outside of Lexington, Kentucky, a site open to visitors today.
The difference is, Paul Revere had that fabulous poem written about him by Longfellow. Longfellow wrote the poem during the Civil War to whip up support for the war in New England, and he made up a lot of it.
However, at the time of the Revolution, the Virginia legislature and others fighting for independence understood the importance of what Jewett had done.
They voted to have the governor present to Jack Jewett an elegant sword and a pair of pistols in gratitude for his valuable service to the Commonwealth. He didn't get them for many, many, many years later because Virginia was broke.
Jewett moved across the mountains to Kentucky following the Revolution. He made a home here, just outside of Lexington.
This is the only site that is related to Jack Jewett directly that is open to the public. Of course, you can visit Monticello, and they do talk a little bit about Jack Jewett there, but there are no other homes that are associated with Jack that are open to the public.
Janice and others help share Jewett's story and offer many tours and programs throughout the year. Traveling the countryside near Lexington, Kentucky, I'm Andrew McCray.
Juicy strawberries are ripening in the patch and ready to pick. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. To preserve their quality as long as you can, you have to handle them with care as you're living the country life.
Living the country life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
When the day asks a lot of you, it helps to have a side-by-side that has your back. Meet Honda's totally reimagined 2026 Pioneer 1000 lineup. New 3- and 5-seat deluxe models are here now, and a sealed cab elite model is coming soon. With a powerful 999cc engine and smart features like throttle-by-wire, cruise control, and 4 selectable ride modes, it makes work easy and still has plenty left to play hard on the trail after a hard day in the field. The new Honda Pioneer 1000. Find yours at powersports.honda.com.
Interact with Successful Farming on social media. Like us on Facebook at Successful Farming USA and follow us on X at Successful Farm for tips, ideas, timely news, and information from our editors. Find us on Instagram at Successful_farming and love the latest photo or video. And take a look behind the scenes with our editors on TikTok at Successful_farming.
Stained fingers and strawberry juice on my face. I love going to U-Pick strawberry farms. I always bring too many home and have to find ways to keep them fresh a little longer. Karen Blakesley is a food scientist at Kansas State University. She says after you pick strawberries, sort through them and toss any that have mold. If you're going to eat the berries right away, remove the stems and quickly rinse them under cold water. Rub off any stubborn dirt and pat the berries dry on paper towels so they don't become waterlogged in order to prevent spoilage. Strawberries that will be used later should not be washed. The best place to put them is in the refrigerator.
Put them in a plastic bag or some kind of closed container. Actually, something that's got a little bit of breathing with it, that'll help. But you want to keep some humidity in there so they don't dry out. And then just put them in the fruit or vegetable drawer in your refrigerator, and that'll help keep them from getting dried out too.
Strawberries stored properly in the fridge might last a week, but Blakesley says it's best to use them within 2 or 3 days. Berries that are overripe or bruised won't last as long. Don't let strawberries sit on the kitchen counter for longer than a day or two because this will speed up spoilage. If you can't use them right away, pop them into the freezer.
Just wash them, take the stems off, lay them out on a cookie sheet in a single layer and freeze them like that. And then once they're froze, put them in a freezer package, like a freezer bag. And that way they won't get stuck together. You really don't have to put sugar on them. And that way you've got straight strawberries, and then you can do whatever you want to with them once you're ready to use them.
Find more tips for keeping strawberries fresh at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
In a world pulling families in every direction, where can you find a place that strengthens your home instead of competing with it? At St. Mark's Lutheran Church in Waterville, we believe church should help families grow together. You'll hear practical, Bible-centered teaching, build real friendships, and find support as you help your children develop strong morals and a lasting faith in Jesus Christ. Our professionally staffed nursery provides loving care for little ones during worship, and Children's Church gives older kids an engaging, child-friendly way to learn the Bible message of the day. I'm Pastor David Thompson, and I invite you to check us out this Sunday morning at 10:45 a.m. St. Mark's Lutheran Church in Waterville. It's worth the drive for a church that is alive. Or check us out on Facebook.
Investing isn't just about returns. It could be an act of worship.
Hi, I'm Rob West with the Faith and Finance Minute. Colossians 3:17 says, whatever you do, do everything in the name of the Lord Jesus. That includes how we invest. It's not just a financial decision. It can be a spiritual one. When we invest, we direct resources into businesses and ideas that help shape the world around us. At its best, investing can create jobs, meet needs, and serve communities. It's one way we seek the welfare of the city, as Jeremiah 29:7 teaches. That means investing begins with a better question. Not only what will this earn, but also how can this serve? So invest wisely, invest prayerfully, and remember your portfolio isn't just growing wealth, it's advancing God's purposes. We can help you learn to manage your money according to biblical principles when you download the free FaithFi app. You'll find it on our website at faithfi.com.
A warning about scammers trying to sell remote rural properties today on Farm to Fork.
Hey there, it's Mike Rowe, and if you're out there getting dirty, do me a favor and remember to call or click 811 before you dig. And when I say dig, I refer to any activity requiring boring, tilling, drilling, probing, reaming, plowing, drudging, or even scoping. Anything that causes you to roll up your sleeves a little and dig in requires you to first connect with 811 so that you can avoid all those buried pipes, wires, and cables underground. To sum up, call or click 811 before you dig and visit safeexcavator.com for more information.
Unless your farm caters to agro-tourists, you should be careful about hosting visitors who are not used to being around livestock or machinery. It poses a safety risk to them and a liability issue for you if your insurance doesn't cover persons outside of the farming operation. Farm safety and health is everyone's business. This reminder is brought to you by Farm to Fork through the generous support of listeners like you across the country. Learn how you can help at NorthShoreProductions.com. Buyer beware. That's the advice from Roger McCohen, a Washburn University law professor in Topeka, Kansas, when it comes to someone trying to sell you a rural property.
A pretty developed scam that's going on across the country, particularly in the plain states and in the West, where you've got less population, more remotely located acres and tracts, which often are not occupied by people. And so what once seemed unimaginable is now occurring with an alarming amount of frequency. Scammers are impersonating landowners and trying to sell rural property that they don't own.
McCohen says scammers exploit information they dig up in public records.
Here's the problem. Unlike residential real estate, farmland often has no occupied structure and no daily activity and no owner that's physically present to notice any unusual activity. And also, if the actual owner of the property lives out of state and visits only periodically and conducts business remotely, that's the target property that the scammers look at.
If contacted, says McCohen, look for tip-offs.
The seller, if they're insisting on communicating exclusively by text or email, that's a red flag. And let's say the supposed owner claims to be overseas or traveling or is hospitalized or otherwise not available for a phone call or a meeting. That should be another red flag.
That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
Okay, we have vacation Bible school from 9 to noon, swimming lessons at 3, baseball game at 6. I need to add in travel time and get lunches packed.
Mom, my uniform needs washing. Tennis camp's at 2.
Your kids' summer schedules may be unpredictable, but with the Blue Valley Technologies fiber internet, your connection doesn't have to be. Sign up for our outdoor Wi-Fi today and get free installation. Find more details at bluevalley.net/outdoor.
Belleville Healthcare and Rehab Center wants to recognize the police officers and firefighters who lost their lives while on duty in the community. From Belleville Healthcare and Rehab Center, specialized care with in-house therapies, short-term rehab to home, advanced recovery, total wellness. Leo's Jewelry recognizes the firefighters and police officers who lost their lives while helping citizens during an emergency. Our hearts go out to the families of these brave men and women for their loss. From Leo's Jewelry in Beatrice, a tradition of excellence and family-owned since 1953.
Ag News from the Mid-America Ag Network.
I'm James Guerin. We're a few days into the winter wheat harvest season, and that means Kansas, Oklahoma, and Texas are now on the clock with combines rolling all throughout the region. Let's get an update from some of the numbers from over the weekend. Harvest Report brought to you by Midwest Ag Pros. Get the most out of your crop insurance. We can have you covered in less than 2 hours. You can visit online at MidwestAgProfessionals.com. The local grain desk are closely parsing a major disconnect between a stalling field harvest and tight macroeconomic data this morning. A fresh weekly update from the Price Futures Group confirms that while the total regional winter wheat harvest has pushed past 10% complete across the southern and central plains, hard red winter crop condition ratings have officially plummeted to their lowest level in over 30 years. This severe multi-month drought damage continues to provide critical underlying technical support to the Kansas City Futures Board, even as scattered persistent rainfall patterns attempt to move through the central growing belt. Closer to home, local dispatch logs published by the Great Bend Tribune paint a vivid picture of a start and stop harvest line completely dictated by moisture. Down in Dodge City, Pride Ag Resources grain manager Brent Boyd reported a strong, brief window where locations took in over 125,000 bushels right before the Central County downpours parked the combines. Across South Central fields, the story remains highly localized. In Sumner County, operator Tim Turek reported dodging spotty weekend showers to pull in early test cuts averaging 44 bushels per acre. Meanwhile, Stafford County grower John Hildebrand noted his early loads are turning in 58-pound test weights, warning that total yields are trending far below last year's averages. Operations across the state now face a waiting game, relying on steady summer winds to dry down the remaining canopy before headers can safely drop back into the fields. The harvest season is moving fast, so we'll continue to give you updates as the harvest season continues to move on through the Central Plains. Ag News from the Mid-America Ag Network.
Hey guys, James Guerin here. It's that season again. Summertime is the time to keep your crop growing strong. What can you do to help the process? Stay tuned right here on the Mid-America Ag Network as we keep you updated on the crop progress all throughout the season. From the latest weather updates to quality updates across the Mid-America region and even the latest technology to help you on the farm, let the Mid-America Ag Network be your guide to a successful crop this year. And it's all right here on the Mid-America Ag Network.
It's time to stress less with more money in your pocket. United makes it easy for you to stay connected with family and friends and save while you're doing it with 3 months free. For a limited time, get 3 months free of mobile wireless or wireless internet service with United. Get high-speed connectivity, unlimited talk, text, and data, and more money in your pocket. When you choose United, you're supporting a member-owned cooperative, proudly connecting Southwest Kansas with coverage you can trust. Visit getunited.com/radio or stop by a United store to get your 3 months free today. Terms and conditions.
As a producer, you've always got one eye on the sky. But weathering the economic climate can be even tougher. That's where we come in. We can make a plan that will help you build a shelter for your investments that'll protect you, your family, and your future. Talk to us about it. Citizens State Bank, Marysville, Waterville, and Hanover. Member FDIC.
We're just making a living, making things grow.
Farm products, technologies, and practices come out every year. The best way to wade through them is by doing your own on-farm research on Successful Farming Radio.
Successful Farming Radio, providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
When the day asks a lot of you, it helps to have a side-by-side that has your back. Meet Honda's totally reimagined 2026 Pioneer 1000 lineup. New 3- and 5-seat deluxe models are here now, and a sealed cab elite model is coming soon. With a powerful 999cc engine and smart features like throttle-by-wire, cruise control, and 4 selectable ride modes, it makes work easy and still has plenty left to play hard on the trail after a hard day in the field. The new Honda Pioneer 1000. Find yours at powersports.honda.com.
Interact with Successful Farming on social media. Like us on Facebook at Successful Farming USA and follow us on X at Successful Farm for tips, ideas, timely news, and information from our editors. Find us on Instagram at Successful_Farming and love the latest photo or video. And take a look behind the scenes with our editors on TikTok at Successful_Farming.
started with the latest gee whiz product or practice they should have on the farm. However, producers are often skeptical, saying it can be hard to find good, unbiased research and information on how it might work in their own production systems. One way to get your questions answered is to allocate a small percentage of acres to try them out for yourself. Paul Gross is a field crop educator at Michigan State University. He says you should have at least one research project going on your farm every year on new products and practices.
One that's been fairly popular is seeding rate for soybeans and how we can optimize our yield and, you know, maybe save a little bit on seed costs and still get those yields. I know farmers are doing some of the new seed genetics. They'll compare some of the newer varieties. They'll look at new seed treatments. There's different fertility products. There's a lot of crop protection products that are out there that are available to try.
There are many ways to do this, so how you do your testing is up to you.
It can be just part of a field that's already in production where you may want to put some strips in. It might be just a couple acres. You know, it just depends on what you want to try and how many acres you might need to make a good comparison. You know, it depends on if you want to do just side-by-side demos or if you really want to gather on-farm statistics to make sure that that practice or that product is giving you a statistical benefit.
Gross says once you have your information, there are agronomists and others who can help you decipher your discoveries. I'm Jody Henke. You'll find more details on conducting research on your farm at agriculture.com.
Planning for the future includes accounting for the present. Crop insurance protection assures that your farming operation will withstand the variabilities of weather and potential disaster. Rely on the coverage that crop insurance provides. And rely on Linda Schmitz with Linda's Insurance Agency for the experience and personal service that she offers. Call today and update your crop insurance options. That's Linda's Insurance Agency, 1507 Broadway in Marysville.
From Kansas State University, this is Agriculture Today. I'm Shelby Varner. There is a scam that is unfortunately impacting landowners across the Great Plains. K-State and Washburn law professor Roger McOwen explains what is happening and how scammers are trying to do it.
I'd say a pretty developed scam that's going on across the country, but particularly in the plain states and in the West, where you've got less population, more remotely located acres and tracts, which often are not occupied by people. And so, you know, what once seemed unimaginable is now occurring with some frequency, an alarming amount of frequency. Scammers are impersonating landowners and trying to sell rural property that they don't own. And in some cases, they're getting dangerously close to succeeding.
He discusses what types of land are most likely to be caught up in the scam and what the fraudsters focus towards.
Primarily, they're looking for absentee owner farmland or ranch land. So here's the problem. Unlike residential real estate, farmland often has no occupied structure and no daily activity and no owner that's physically present to notice any unusual activity. And also, if the actual owner of the property lives out of state and visits only periodically and conducts business remotely, that's the target property that the scammers look at. So if you've got vacant farmland or hunting property or recreational tracts or pasture ground, and even a mineral producing property such as oil and gas property, those are particularly attractive targets because they're high value, but remain largely unattended. And so the scammers look at public records for absentee landowners. Then they make fake identities around that publicly available information. So they can pull legal descriptions and tax mailing addresses and ownership history all off the web.
McOwen lists a few major and common red flags that sellers and real estate agents should be cautious of.
And I think the seller, if they're insisting on communicating exclusively by text or email, that's a red flag. And let's say the supposed owner claims to be overseas or traveling or is hospitalized or otherwise they're not available for a phone call or a meeting. That should be another red flag. Or if they're trying to aggressively push the transaction through, the asking price is set just a tad below market value to attract immediate buyers. That's a red flag. And if they're using electronic signatures, now we can do that these days. Kansas has a statute that deals with electronic signatures.
That was Kansas State University and Washburn Law Professor Roger McOwen with details of a scam that is currently happening and is impacting agriculture and landowners. I'm Shelby Varner, and this has been Agriculture Today over the K-State Radio Network.
After Hours Feed Supply in Blue Rapids has added the ADM line of feed. If you need medicated feed, give them a call and they'll custom order for your needs. For chicken raisers, they also carry egg maker and scratch grains. Contact After Hours Feed Supply, Bob or Georgina Lindquist at Blue Rapids for details.
Market information from the Mid-America Egg Network. I'm James Garrett. Moving through a Monday, we get a little closer to the end of the trade day over in the grains market. It's been the same set of trends since the markets first opened up, and that is mixed to slightly lower across the board. For the seeds market, it's been the same day over here with mixed to mostly lower numbers. And for the livestock, the cattle have been strong since the start of the day, and they continue to climb higher. And the hogs, they remain mostly lower across the board. In the corn market, July corn up 1¾ at 414.5, and September up 1¼ at 422 even. Kansas City wheat for July down a penny at 633.5, and September down 1½ at 639.25. In the oats market, July oats down a dime at 296 even, and September down 7¼ at 319.75. In the bean market, July beans up 3 cents at 1116.5, and August up 1¾ at 1120.5. Soybean meal for July down a dime at 301.20, and August unchanged at 302.10. Soybean oil for July down 35 cents to 73.93, and August down 56 cents at 72.30. In the canola market, July canola down 640 at 750.80, and November down 610 at 759.80. In the cotton market, July cotton up 49 cents at 73.43, and December up 40 cents at 76.82. Looking at the currencies for the first time today, the U.S. dollar index for June down 28 cents at 99.46, and September down 16 cents at 99.32. The euro for June slightly up to $1.16, and September is higher as well, also at $1.16. And the Japanese yen for June is slightly up to 62 cents, and September is slightly lower at 62 cents. Looking at our afternoon stock market numbers, and the Dow has jumped over 700 points to record, with rally gaining steam after Trump signs Iran deal memorandum. The Dow Jones is currently up 717 points at 51,920. The S&P 500 up 141 points at 7,572. And the NASDAQ up 786 points at 26,676. Your best resource for groundwater exploration and production is Hydro Resources. With decades of experience, Hydro Resources is your go-to for drilling and servicing wells for any commercial or irrigation needs. With more than 15,000 wells drilled and counting, Hydro Resources is determined to help you with any of your groundwater construction service needs. Call today at 620-227-2389 or go online to hydroresources.com. Hydro Resources, your best resource for groundwater exploration and production.
Tracy Lawrence for the U.S. Air Force.
We all have tough choices we have to make. Life just works that way. I remember when I was getting ready to move to Nashville to pursue my dream. I packed my 10-year-old Toyota Corolla with 250,000 miles on it and hit the road. It was a tough choice, but the right one for me. If I decided to take what seemed like an easier road, I never would have achieved my dream. You can do anything if you put your mind to it. This message is brought to you by the U.S.
Belleville Healthcare and Rehab Center urges senior citizens to avoid the heat of the day whenever possible and drink plenty of water to stay hydrated this summer. From Belleville Healthcare and Rehab Center, specialized care with in-house therapies, short-term rehab to home, advanced recovery, total wellness.
From ABC News, Wall Street Now. Talk of a deal to end the U.S.-Iran war has driven stocks to new records. The Dow Jones heads into the midday higher by 650 points. The S&P was up 1¾% this morning. The NASDAQ had gained 2¾%. Bidding wars for homes may be fading away. A new report from Realtor.com says the long-running seller's market may be losing steam. It says overpriced homes are sitting on the market longer than they have in recent years. A new trade war is brewing that could hit your next glass of wine. President Trump is threatening a 100% tariff on French wine unless France does away with its 3% tax on tech companies. Better check the medicine cabinet. A recall has been issued for a nose spray sold on Amazon because of microbial contamination of yeast and possible mold. The Food and Drug Administration's website says Beekeeper's natural saline nasal spray is the one affected. Jim Ryan, ABC.
When we support local, we don't mean just businesses. Marysville has events, activities, and the hometown feel you want all year long. We love supporting local, and you should too. Next time you're in town, stop by and visit these wonderful local Marysville businesses.
The Habitat Thrift Shop in Marysville turns your gently used and donated items into homes in our local communities. Check out our Facebook page, Marysville Habitat Thrift Shop, for daily sales. We welcome volunteers and are looking for dedicated board members. Stop by the shop at 2006 Center Street and say hi.
At Sunflower Community Credit Union, our mission is in our name. With programs like Debit for a Difference and Save at School, community success is our success. When you join Sunflower Community Credit Union, you become a member and an owner, not just a number. Become a part of a financial family at Sunflower Community Credit Union Marysville, committed to your success and the success of the community.
Dive into adventure at Blue River Eye Care's Under the Sea Kids Vision Day. Join us June 29th from 3 to 7 p.m. for an afternoon packed with snacks, prizes, games, and ocean-themed fun. Eye exams are free for kids age 0 to 5 and just $50 for ages 6 to 10. Give us a call at 562-2631 to schedule your appointment for Kids Vision Day at Blue River Eye Care, located in downtown Marysville.
A strong local economy starts with you. Support local all year long by keeping your dollars here at home, build relationships, and help grow your community in a meaningful way. Supported by One Marysville and KNDY.
KNDY.